Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Sorry. Let's do it again. Sorry guys. Serious. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shikoye D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And this is the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, welcome. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. This is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, life, reality, not reality, just thoughts. We typically have interesting conversations and we wanted to bring you guys in on them. But yeah, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. But let's get started. How are you guys today?
Amazing. Well rested.
I'm good. I could have used a nap, but I was folding clothes.
Yeah, I'm like in between how you guys feel. Like, I took a nap, but I'm still tired. It wasn't for as long as I needed. So
wow, it's longer than I thought.
I woke up in a panic because for some reason I thought it was a different day. So I thought I overslept on my break.
Wow. Time travel. Segue into today's topic is time travel. A while ago I had watched a video and it was saying manifestation is time travel. Ultimately you bring back information from the future and use that to work on stuff. Or work on stuff, work through stuff. How do y'all feel about that? What do y'all think about that? Do y'all believe in time travel?
Not in the like movie sense, how you go in a machine, you hop out, hey, I'm in 1968. Like, I'm not
okay.
Yeah, I don't think of it like that.
Question about that.
Go ahead.
Question is about deja vu. Since I just watched deja vu.
Finish my thought first.
Okay, don't forget your question. But I definitely think, I guess to a degree I do, but also I don't, because like I feel like it's all happening at once. So like the future is happening, like future is happening right now, past is happening right now, and the present is happening right now. Just I think you can get a feeling about either one. So like for me, I told y'all about this before. When I think about older moments that are embarrassing, I literally feel it. It'd be, and I, in my head, I was like, maybe it's me, like right now, like in the right now, like me going up and I'm having a presentation where I just completely forget what I was gonna say or whatever it is that was embarrassing. So like, I think you could feel it now, but I don't necessarily know if it's like you jumping into the future. Hey, let me grab this. Hold up.
That's how I was doing. Before you said when you said you feel it. The only thing I thought of is, now when you said when you think about it, you feel it. The only thing I thought of is, when I think about Jesus, I just did. It's amazing for me to just keep it all in. I was like,
all right, hold it. When I think about Jesus, and when I'm going in.
But,
I
retract my question about deja vu, because ultimately, he went into a machine and but I believe in it in the sense of, since everything is happening at the same time. So if everything happening at the same time and everything is energy and energy can't be recreated, I can see how I can meditate or be in a calm state, even in dreams, like, and something happened. Because I be having deja vu a lot. And I can, like, I know a lot of times we be knowing what be going on, what's happening, what we should do, what we could do. Because I don't think anything is new. Like how I feel right now, stuff not new. I came to the realization, actually, the actual realization and understanding, understanding over something. That,
sorry, y'all. Breeze's dog just busted into the room.
Come on. All right, so I came to the conclusion, understanding, understanding, overstanding, standing, standing. Everything comes down to a decision. Like, I heard it before.
You've said it here.
I've said it, I've heard it before, but to actually have the epiphany that, like, wow, life is just a matter of decisions. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I want to be healthy, get up and do something healthy. Like, if I want to wake up earlier, wake up earlier. Like, just make the decision to wake up earlier. It's just decisions. And it's so simple. I don't know how I got to decisions from time travel, but...
You know, I was wondering how we got here. I was going to let you walk. I was like, all right, go ahead. Let's just... He's taking us somewhere.
Maybe I time traveled and I brought this information back from the future. Oh. So now I can understand, understand, overstand, stand, and stand. That's all about decisions, people.
Well, my opinion.
That's a pause for you. It's all about decisions. Time travel.
Okay, so I agree. I don't necessarily feel like, I guess like you were saying, like hopping in the time machine and all of that stuff. It's always a possibility that that could happen somewhere. I don't necessarily know that that is what happens. I feel like I kind of similarly believe that everything's kind of happening simultaneously. And that may be why we have deja vu. Because I feel like we had this conversation like years ago or a year or something like that. But... I feel like there are, like, what if, right, there are moments in time where, because there may be other versions of you, like, that's, I feel like there might be other versions, other timelines, like, as far as other realities. So, like, in this, or, like, the future you, the present you, and the past you, like, something happens where you guys are all doing this one thing at the same time, and it feels, it's a level of familiarity that you're not used to or you're unsure of. I mean, we experience deja vu throughout life at different times, but I don't even know if I'm making sense right now. But it's just like you guys are coming together in this one moment, but don't even realize it. And then that's the moment of deja vu, and then you keep going on about your life. So I don't
I like that I don't know. Though. I was gonna say it made me have a thought. What if during the deja vu? Because what if during the deja vu, everybody, like all of your past selves, like this is like a everybody's in alignment doing the same thing,
right?
And it's like one of those moments where it's like this is a big moment. You just don't know why it's a big moment. And so, like, everything kind of splinters off from here. But, like, in your day-to-day. Because one of the thoughts I had when you were talking, I was like, well, what if, like, every thought is, like, being a decision. So, kind of, going, but, like, every thought was a decision. Like, all right. Like, every thought that you had was a possibility, like, this, that you did it in another time.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going right. to
say that
you did it correctly.
Well, no, not. Nah, like, you did, like, in, let's say, in one... If you're driving and you ever had a thought like, hey, I'm gonna just turn right here real quick just because, and it's like, but you didn't do it, but there's a timeline where you actually did do it, yeah. Or like there's a timeline where you was like, I wanted to say this, but I didn't say this, or like I said this, and then like there's a timeline where you actually said what you wanted to say, or vice versa or whatever. So I think in here you say that, I was like, what if that's like,
yeah, like in everything, everywhere, all at once, like there's different realities that you could tap into or whatever. Maybe it's not time travel. Maybe these realities are happening at the same time, but it's like different versions of you. So if you would have made this decision instead of this decision, this is where it will lead you. And then da-da, just like from there, like the little yes-no chart type of thing.
Yeah, I'm yes-no in my way to the bag. Freedom. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty. Free at last.
So yeah, I don't know if time travel is a thing. I don't know. I don't know. I think yeah, like they said, verse jumping. Like I think that might be a thing. I definitely think that might be a thing. I don't know about time travel though. I think it would be cool, but also, like, I don't even know that I would even want to time travel. Because, mm-hmm. like, if I time travel from here to, like, what if I go to the wrong year and I'm in slavery all of a sudden?
I don't believe in slavery anymore. We're prisoners of war. That's just my...
It wasn't a war, though.
We're prisoners of war. Okay. Do with that as you please.
Anyways, either way, if I pop up in the wrong place, what if all of a sudden my time machine just happens to lose juice, mm-hmm. run out of signal when I pop up in there? I can't get back.
That's wild. hold on. Before you do anything,
let me just. Like,
what?
I don't know. I think anything is possible, though. And there's a lot of things about this world that we don't know. So. But
I think for time travel to actually be time travel, time would have to be an actual thing and a linear thing at that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, first, see, are we getting into some things?
Go ahead. Preach, ah!
Nah. It'll have to be a linear thing. Mm. So maybe verse jumping is the better term, but I do feel like it's different versions of us because I feel like it's different dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's a version of us in each dimension, I think it's one, as of right now, I believe there's one version of us in each dimension. So when we feel like we experience a deja vu, it feels like deja vu because a different dimension
experienced it already.
So like when we was in Miami, I think we was on the way back. Some drive we was on, I had that drive before. And now I'm thinking maybe this is why we be having thoughts like, I want to do this. I don't know why I want to do it, but I know I want to do it. Because some part of me did this before. So I know that I enjoy it.
Or is doing it now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think thoughts, like, if I mean, thoughts are energy too, right?
I thought that was the statement.
No.
I think thoughts.
I think thoughts are energy as well. And I think thoughts are energy as well. So, like, I believe that they probably travel faster than, like, our bodies can keep up with. So, like, your thought probably, there's a version of you that thought something that got to you, got to you here before you realized that it was an actual thought. So maybe that's why, like, you had an idea. I don't know where this idea came from. It's because, another version of you, like, maybe they said it out loud. And it's like, this was a thought and it got to you. And you're like, huh. It's an interesting thought. I never thought about making a sitcom about soccer, but hey, maybe might have to do that. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's still what I'm thinking about. I don't know why I started thinking about that, but go ahead.
I think that it might be true though. Like, okay, I think I like that. But I don't know. It's really hard to say. And I had something to say, and I can't... Oh, yeah, my thoughts do be moving way faster than, like, just, like, my body, and I don't... Sometimes I be thinking my thoughts be moving faster than my actual, like, mind. I know that's kind of weird, because I be thinking of stuff in my head, but, like, when I've been writing lately, my thoughts have been going very fast to the point that when I start to write it, I'm like changing the sentence because I'm trying to remember what I just thought.
That's what happened to me. I was telling y'all that like last year. I'm in the middle of writing and it's like by the time I start writing it, I've already had 5 thoughts. So like I'm writing a sentence and I'm having a new thought as I'm doing it. So I'm like, ah, dang, let me try and
catch up.
I know I didn't say that the first time. Let me go back.
It wasn't exactly like this, but I guess this is all right. Like that's been happening to me a lot lately. And it's happened before in the past, like when we talked about it. But it wasn't as, I guess, serious or as intense as it's been happening lately. I don't know, I guess as I've been freeing my mind, my thoughts have been moving a lot faster. and
realize.
And like, I'm trying to catch them as they're going.
Catch me.
But some of them I won't be able to, I haven't been able to, I don't know, I'll be reworking them, so it's fine. Like, I'm a writer, so I'll be able to make it do what it do, but it'd be like, dang, the authenticity, it's not there like it was anymore.
Word, I be forgetting what I be about to say sometimes. I feel like when I be trying to put stuff in a way for people to actually understand what I'm talking about, I'll be forgetting a lot.
Because you're like editing as you're going, and then it's like, this isn't, it changes the structure of the sentence and the structure of the thought. So then you're like, I don't even know where this was going. What was that to say?
No, I have a completely other separate thought.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and we had this conversation before. One thought that I used to have when I was younger was that every other, like, universe and galaxy, whatever, it was just another version of, literally, like, it was another version of us, like, just on repeat. It's like, all right, copy paste, like, all right, this is the version where you went left. This is the version where your mom went to high school and blah, blah. It's like, every single, when I was looking out, I was like, oh, because, I mean, everywhere got a star, right? So it's like, how many planets, like, how many different Earths are there? How many different planets. Sorry, I was like, and then this is when I had the thought that what if there's probably a universe where everything is happening backwards.
Oh yeah,
so like you're, oh, you started
that's
out,
was
oh,
the thought. It yeah. was the every there's probably a universe. Well, actually, they actually said that
they confirmed it.
They discovered a universe where the time is actually going in reverse. That was like a few years ago, and what we were talking about was what if there's the universe where everything is happening backwards, and and in our universe, everything's happening forward, and deja vu is when those, like, you kind of meet. Yeah. Like, you're doing the same thing at the same time, and then you guys keep going or whatever.
But that means you will really only experience deja vu once.
Well, no. Let's say, all right, let's say you at 25... here, and you at 25 there. You guys experience deja vu. Like, you guys are doing the same thing at 25, and then at 28, you guys are doing the same thing. Like, so for them, it's like it happened earlier in their life.
Go December to January instead of January.
Well, maybe, but I was thinking more like, all right, let's say you started out and you were 100, and it's like, they started out and they're 100. You're zero, you know, you're going along, but like, there's going to be a time where both of you guys are
passing each other.
So where?
But also, I know we're doing it like this, but if we already said that time isn't linear, so it could be other moments. I don't know.
At 23, like when both of you were 23, y'all were both playing basketball or something. Yeah, but at both of you guys were 30, y'all were both having the same. Same thought. I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there. It's where my mind be going.
Yeah. It would be it's interesting.
This is where my mind went.
Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting thing to think about, like with time and time travel. Okay. Random question.
People get paid the big bucks to be thinking about this type
of thing. Yeah, I know. We'll have them soon. Anyways. If time travel were real, in the way that is shown in the movies, what time period would you travel to?
I wouldn't want to time travel.
At all?
Yeah, if it looked like how I look in the movies.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't want to mess nothing up. Me being me, I'm not going to do nothing exactly the same.
They're gonna be talking to people like, here, this is what you do. You get the boom, the bang, and the bing, bomb.
Two tech.
I'm like, what?
Hey, don't worry.
Just tell your friends.
Tell your friend to tell a friend that I told you 2 techs. <you. laughs>
Be like, okay, and who are you? I'm you from the future.
Nah, they're gonna be fired up. So I might time travel.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's gonna be like hot tub time machine.
I don't know if I would do it. I mean, I think I would like time travel just so I can see stuff like from my point of view now. Be like, wow, that was
that was a time to be alive, wasn't it? Like, actually, or like, just to see what it's going to look like as me now, not necessarily going there and be like, hey, yo, bro, just don't listen to that person. I don't need that. I don't want to be doing that. I just want to see what's happening. Like, oh, wow.
If I decide to time travel,
sorry, we live in the city. A city near you. I don't see myself not living in the city in a few years. Like, I'll be in the city for a few years.
Oh, okay. But anyways, I feel like if I had the ability to time travel like it was in the movies, I definitely had a place that I would go and I forgot it. I would travel back in time so I could go read the original Bible.
forget read the original Bible. I'm trying to see what happened. Don't give me the book. Let me see the movie. Wow.
Let me go see Jesus was doing.
Y'all did this? Y'all was wild.
I don't know if I want to see all of what was happening. Maybe parts of it, but
sure,
like,
it was wild.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I don't necessarily know that I want to see all of it.
I honestly feel like we one of the most civilized generations.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know. But I would go back and I might go back and see some stuff, but I do want to go back and see the original Bible, like, to see what was in there, what was taken out. I don't want to go to the Council of Nicaea because
I object!
That's the council that put together the Bible, but I want to see, like, I don't know. I guess what they was putting together. I guess I want to be there, but not be there at the same time. If I could be a fly on the wall.
That's why I said. I just want to watch. I just want to be able to look, like if, in the glass. Oh, snap.
If I could see them, but they can't see me. But I could still walk around and see everything up close. Because I don't want to just be, like, looking through the glasses and I can't read what's on the page.
Ghost.
But I would have to go back in time with a translator.
That's why I just want to watch y'all out here.
But I don't know what you're saying at that point, so I need to still bring a translator.
Going back, watch Adam and Eve eat the apple. Did they eat an apple? Was it a pear?
And they're going to be like, you can't go back to that. Did they hit the Garden of Eden?
Just rewind.
They hit it?
Yeah.
They hit the Garden of Eden?
Yeah, like, Eden is somewhere. If you look at the Bible.
Oh, you're talking about the new maps?
I just mean, like, it's not a visible place. Like, once they got kicked out, like, you couldn't see where.
It's like Wakanda.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly. Allegedly. Because we don't know what really happened.
That's why I want to see it from, just watch it on the movie. Like, the one thing out my bad, I mean,
it's cool. It's cool.
The one thing,
hey, bruh.
Just get hit from multiple directions.
The one thing, I know people used to ask, like, oh, what would you ask God? I'm like, can I just see, like, everything, just, like, how it actually went down? Because I just want to see.
Time.
Yeah, just be like, oh, that's a wild movie. Like, just so I can, you know,
right.
Know what actually happened. So I can know, like, how far. Like, how crazy did we get? Like, how off base, you know?
Yeah, as far as, like, now?
No, it was in Africa.
It was Africans.
But, that's...
why did you stick?
Yeah, you did that deeper than me.
Africans.
I'm okay. Africans. Africa. I'm back. But, yeah. I would want to go back and see that. A part of me want to go back and see, like, my childhood, but I was there.
I want to see that.
I was there.
I want to see that now.
I maybe want to go back in time and meet some of my ancestors.
Well, if you are one of your ancestors?
I might be, honestly.
How does that work?
I mean, if this isn't our first life.
I mean, I know that, but I feel like that's a...
Gotta be somebody, like.
But how are you your not saying you can't be,
like,
how
energy you, can't be like, created or destroyed,
but like in the same lineage.
Yeah, like, one, you came, like, you had a life, and then you still was born through the same lineage.
Yep, you unalived and then came back. Bam. I'm me again.
But how does that... Again, I'm still thinking about it in movie terms, right? So you as... I don't know if you was the king of Egypt. Like, I don't know. A king in Egypt, right? Mm-hmm. You coming back in the same lineage. The second you gone, right? When do you come back in the same...
I mean, it might be a certain allotted amount of time. Like, you got a little break. So you can respawn.
Oh, wait. Come back in. I'm back in the game. Like, come on. Let me in, coach. Let me in. All right.
It's the body I want.
I guess that's fine. I feel like it's a little weird, though.
It's time to respawn. And then you just...
Whoop. I don't want to think I was my great-great-great-grandfather. That's a little weird.
I mean, I don't want to think if I'm twins, I might have ate the twin. I might have ate my twin. That's creepy. I prefer to think that I might be my grandfather. Great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
I don't think it will be... I feel like it will be, like, way far... back, but I don't know.
Yeah, go back in the history books and see who you look like.
But you probably that's probably not in your family tree. Actually, if you look in your family tree, you probably look like everybody. That's your family tree. So you rephrase that, but like, oh, that was just it's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Or who you act like. That's why they destroyed. We not even gonna go there. They destroyed the black home.
Alright, anyways, we're gonna move on to
We're gonna go back to the time machine. So now we have to meditate.
Back to the time machine.
So we can go back to the so we can time travel and bring back the proper information to give to our people.
You can be yourself.
But how do you time travel?
Meditate. Take some time.
That's all you gotta do.
Take some time throughout the day. Meditate. They probably think I'm crazy now. But
no, I don't think.
Just take a moment.
It was just funny because your response was. Instead of words.
Meditate. I can show you better than I can tell you. Oh, man.
Well, I mean, I think you can meditate into in your future body, your past body, but I mean, I guess it's just...
I don't know all the powers of meditation.
I don't know.
But...
All right, I've only been to stage one. Stage two, maybe.
What's stage one or two?
The beginning stages.
The breathing.
I ain't even been doing good on that lately.
That's where stage one at. I don't know. But
yeah, I don't know.
I feel like, I mean, do you think somebody has made like, you think people have time traveled already? Like, really, like, in the movies?
I feel like because they keep making movies about it, because a lot of times in Hollywood, they be making movies about stuff that actually already happened. Or is happening. We just don't know. It's not something that we'd be able to see. So, I think either a time machine has been built, I think, somewhere. And it's possible that people have time travel. I'm not 100% sure. That's probably why they got the C in Chick-fil-A. I mean, they got the K now on Chick-fil-A. Whatever letter they added that wasn't there before.
Somewhere it's a Q.
It's a Q where they put the S at. But, I mean... So- I was joking.
I was sitting there. You said Q. I was like, all right, yeah, like Chick-fil-A. You know, that's how they say it. Maybe but with an S.
I just said a random letter.
No S in Chick. Never mind.
It was a random letter. Okay.
It's all right.
But the spelling has changed.
Mandela effect.
But it don't make no sense because even on the sign, right? So now they got the letters, right, on the sign, they still spell chicken, like eat more chicken, C-H-I-K-I-N.
It used to be E-N. I remember it be spelled E-N. I'm probably
Mandela wrong. Effect, chicken. Y'all.
Nah, like, C-H.
You spell
I-K-I-N. E-N. I don't know.
You said I.
Actually, it might not have been a...
It might have been an apostrophe. Apostrophe. N. Yeah, I think it was apostrophe. N.
So I remember
that's
that.
That's probably what I looked at, actually. Mm. Either way.
Or like the Fruit of the Loom logo. It had like a cornucopia with some fruit.
Fruit Loops.
Apparently, it didn't exist. Mandela! But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might be. I think it's possible that it's been done.
Word.
We just don't know.
I
think it's
been done. I don't know why, but I feel like I don't put it past. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't put it past the people. It's been done.
It probably has. We don't know how or when.
I don't want to, though. Like, yeah, if I get the opportunity, I'd rather meditate and get the information I need to conquer this situation. But yeah. I don't want to, because, like me thinking about it, you turn into particles. Like, the only way it makes sense to me, or probably from what I've seen, you chopped up and, like, digitized, turn into little particles.
Quantum physics.
Yeah.
Like Ant-Man.
Basically. But he just shrunk. I see yourself, like, dissolving.
Yeah. I mean, but he shrunk to the point where it was, like, time didn't affect him anymore.
It was Adam.
Yeah.
But then you gotta learn how to get back regular. Yeah, he was.
Whoo, he was stuck.
He was stuck. He was.
And once Thanos said, ain't nobody. He was stuck in there. Wasn't nobody able to let him out.
Yeah, wow.
But yeah, I probably wouldn't. Like, right now, I probably wouldn't time travel if I was presented the opportunity.
I'd probably be too scared.
Yeah, no.
Like, but what if? But like, once I get to the point where it's like, I mean, everything I had to do here is done. Yeah. I mean, let me see what else there is, and I might hop in time travel.
Yeah, I might do that, but
you're gonna time travel when y'all old.
Yeah,
go back.
Back in my day.
I just wanted to see what Jesus was doing. Just wanted to. Nice to meet you, Jesus.
That would be me. But other than that, it's like I don't have a reason to time travel. Like, I don't have a reason because I don't necessarily want to do it. If I wanted to do it, I would have a reason. But I don't necessarily at this moment. Would you? If somebody offered you, like, hey man, got a time machine back here.
Nah, not like that. Not like somebody coming up to me. Hey, got a time machine.
Good time travel.
We good. I'm not about to catch me off the street. Now you gonna send me what time you sending me to? You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's up to you, playboy.
Hey, Steve, you know you mess around. I'm out here fighting for my life in slavery. I'm cool.
Mm-mm. Prisoners of war, black man.
Mm-mm. But even still, that's still not a good place to be.
Yeah.
You had a chance.
What?
Had a chance to fight your way out.
Question. Right. If you're old and you time travel, would you just be walking around in that, like, in a new town, just bumping into people, having a conversation? I would.
Probably.
I'd just be like, oh, young man, you got your whole life ahead of you. Just out here offering free game. Just, yeah, I see. Don't invest in that. I wouldn't invest in that if I was you. But what do I know? Just doing stuff like that, you know?
You got your whole life, baby. Just randomly telling somebody that, like, okay.
What if one of the strangers you met in your lifetime was, like, you from the future, and they just, like, you just happened to wave by. Maybe you drove by him. Maybe you just was, oh, snap. Hey, that's an old man. How you doing?
I hope that wasn't me.
Old lady. You know what I'm saying? You help an old lady out of nowhere. It's no problem, man. Thank you, baby. You know what
I'm saying? I would want to recognize.
Well, you so?
Yeah. Like, maybe I say something. I'm like, I'm the only person that say that.
Breeze will be like, Stay blessed, stay blessed.
Young man, stay blessed and stay blessed.
Thank you so much. Stay
youngster. Blessed, stay blessed. Youngster. Stay blessed, youngster. Only person that say that.
You're not the only person.
The way it's said.
Yeah, I think I would. I would hope that I would recognize myself.
Yeah, I would want to.
Honestly.
Well, take my number down.
But then I don't know if that's possible for me to call me to, like, wait, my future.
Your
me?
Old self will be telling you, young self, or your young self will be telling your old self. Take my number down. What if you like your old self, like, I ain't got this number no more, guys.
Or what if they like, this is my number now?
Yeah, it's like, what you want me to call myself? I call my voicemail.
Right.
My voicemail.
Hilarious. Be talking through the voicemails for the rest of y'all.
I be sending texts to myself.
All right.
So, I mean, take my number down.
Then you'll be freaked out when you get a random text message from yourself that you didn't send.
I'll take it into consideration after having this conversation.
Oh, man. Y'all funny.
Likewise.
Y'all got any other thoughts on time travel?
All right. That's all I got on time travel.
It's a short one, y'all, but...
Was it a long one?
I don't know.
Because time doesn't exist.
It's relative. Read your books, guys. Don't read the books that they give you in school, but actually, let's move on.
Present is a war.
Do your own research. But yeah, thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray area.
The moral of this story is, it is no moral. Let us know if y'all want to time travel or not. Like, do y'all think it's real? We don't know. We're not experts, and we literally have no idea. Haven't even studied this topic at all. So,
and would y'all time travel?
Oh, yeah.
Who y'all going to see?
Would you time travel? Comment below. Let us know. What time would you go to? Or would you time travel to see your past or your future self?
Or if you seen your old self walking down the street and y'all talked, would you know it was you?
Just comment about any point in this
or
video.
Would you go back in time to slap somebody?
I would. But let us know. Or if you just want to say hi, comment below. But thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend, a friend.
Bing.
Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend.
And turn on your notifications so you get notified every time we make an upload. We will see you guys next week.
Yep.
Bye. Adios.
Let's get black, like, people.
Get on my motherfucking face. Please. Push the goddamn button.